Okay, hello and welcome to your weekly news with your hosts, Max,
Luke,
and Johnny.
Yeah.
So, today is Friday, September 4th, and we will be going over some gaming news, like how Windows 10 is doing in the video game fans. Some movies that we've seen this summer. Summer's coming to a close, basically. And what our opinions on them were. And sports this week. So, let's get started, shall we?
Yes, let's do it.
So, first off, this week, they had a study done for Windows 10. And it turns out that Windows 10 users on Steam has increased to over 17%. And Windows 7 and 8.1 collectively have 12.8%. So Windows 10 is now, I believe, the highest, I think. I mean, there's not too many info. All these links to, there should only be three probably, will be in the description after. If you're watching on YouTube. If not, then no description.
You'll find
them somewhere. Yeah, that's pretty much it for that. There's not too much. It says that Windows 10 has increased to 17%.
Oh, boy.
Rough day already. Still says the older operating systems do, however, still command a strong lead of almost 40% share for Windows 7 and a little over 23% for 8.1 in total. So I was reading that wrong. Windows users make up over 95% of total Steam users.
Apple at the 5.
Not even. Apple, Mac, and Linux make up 3.2% and 0.92%. So Mac is only 3.2%.
Yeah, wow. Well, Linux is not even 1, so you know what?
Well, I mean,
you know what Linux is?
I have no idea what
Linux is. Like, I think it's like used for companies, basically.
I'm a Windows user, so.
Unix.
Unix, that's for, like, college and university.
Yeah, where'd you learn that, Johnny?
Business class.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Wilder?
perhaps. Yeah, so then there's, in this link, if you're interested, then it shows some other Windows 10 information. And personally...
And a jet
if you want to see a jet.
You really want to see the jet.
Personally, I use Windows 10. Johnny's on a Mac, and Luke here's on Windows 7, 8?
8. I'm on Windows 8.
There we go. So that's it for the Windows 10 and Steam. That's it. That's a whole podcast. Bye. No.
See you later, guys.
Yeah, thanks. next is the PS4. This is actually a huge one. PS4 is supporting live streaming on YouTube Gaming.
Wow.
Which is pretty big because most people use Twitch as it is, but... YouTube Gaming is a section, which we'll get into Jimmy Kimmel after this.
Yes.
But,
yes.
Yeah, sure. So, it said announced yesterday, which was actually September 1st. It's a little late.
So that was not yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, so September 1st, they announced that the next software update for PS4 will include support for a YouTube Gaming app and for live streaming. So what this means is that if you want to live stream on a PS4, you don't need a PC.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so usually you'd need to plug in an adapter from your PS4 or any console into your laptop, and then laptop would stream it. So speaking of YouTube Gaming, and it also says that it's expected that Microsoft's Xbone, or Xbox One, is probably going to follow suit and announce something else.
Really?
I mean, I'd imagine if they want to keep it going, you know?
Yeah. This PS4 is going to run them into the dust.
Yeah. I mean, this is pretty huge. For anybody that does content on YouTube, this is pretty huge. Especially because with YouTube live streaming, I haven't gotten into it much. But while you're live streaming, it's uploading it to YouTube. So then it goes straight to YouTube. You don't have to... Like with Twitch... I'm showing them, but you won't see. When I start streaming, it'll record it at the same time, and then I'll have to upload that video at a different time. But with YouTube, it's just automatically on there. It's probably a better idea to do with YouTube, but for now, I'm still with Twitch. Now.
The big one.
The big conversation.
And this is the last topic for gaming news, I believe.
So everyone, get some popcorn. It's going to be a good one.
This is a good one.
All right.
So you might have heard of what Jimmy Kimmel... was doing on his show.
No,
he made a little bit.
Nope.
I only saw because it was on Twitter and stuff, but he was making fun of YouTube gaming, and people kind of lost their shit.
hey, PG-13.
Hey, I mean, so he was doing this thing, and he was talking about he doesn't really understand how, with YouTube gaming, why there are people that watch other people play video games, which is a fair point. It's kind of weird, yeah. But the way I see it, if you don't have the money for the game or just don't have the game, then it's good to watch it. Or like, what's the game? Gary's Mod. Before I bought it, I watched a lot of videos on it, which made me want to buy it. And it's actually a sweet, if you think about it, if nobody watched YouTube gaming, then YouTube would be not where it is.
Because if you look, how many people would lose their jobs?
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Like, if it never existed, if you look at YouTube, let's see if I can open up a YouTube real quick. I'm pretty sure the top channels on YouTube are gaming. Top YouTube channels.
Okay, I know the top paid YouTubers. I'm going to say 8 out of the top 10 are all gaming.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's really pretty high like that.
That's crazy.
I mean, you know, if it would load, that'd be nice.
Crazy.
But a lot of people were freaking out about it. I'm sorry.
You got a sneeze?
I'm sorry. A lot of people were freaking out about it. Like, oh, how could you say this? It's so blah, blah, blah.
Which I can see where he's coming from, though.
Yeah. I can see where he's coming from, but, like, I think that it's like football or any other sport. Oh, I found it, too.
Yeah, look at awesome. PewDiePie, number one.
Yeah, I mean, that's expected.
Smosh does gaming.
Rihanna Vivo.
Eminem Vivo.
If you don't count Vivo, because that's...
It's like four of them. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So
YouTube, number three.
Okay. YouTube, you can't even count YouTube, basically.
All right, so...
I don't know who this is.
No idea.
Anyway, so that's one.
Probably not gaming.
Let me look.
Smosh is gaming, isn't he?
Vanoss is here. I mean, they don't... Three? No, they have a separate channel for gaming.
Yeah.
That's
Markiplier
one,
should be up there somewhere.
Markiplier, Jack.
Yeah, I don't see. Markiplier's a little further down. One, two. I don't know. We'll go to, like, 30.
Oh, Sky.
Yeah. So there's three. There.
Well, this is by most subscribers.
Yeah.
The top 10
views.
Paid. The
top 10 paid. Yeah.
8 out of 10 of them, I think, are gaming. So
yeah. So gaming's a huge part of YouTube. Yeah. And thing is, like, it doesn't make as much sense just because how it is right now, but like, it's the same with if you watch like football on TV or watch stuff, any sport on TV. Because his point was like, why would you just watch someone play a video game? Why don't you just go play a video game yourself? But it's like, you could say the same with sports or with
anything.
It's for your entertainment. It's
yeah. When you watch anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look at this. Look at this too. He says.
They're the pros.
He compared watching other people play video games to going to a restaurant and having someone eat your food for you.
That's not the same thing at all. That is definitely not the same.
And, the reason... So he did it first, and then he came back with people's, like, replies to him. And they upload videos to YouTube all the time. And this video had over 100,000 dislikes. Or is nearing, but it's been a while now. And, yeah. So... What are your opinions on any of the stuff we talked about? On Steam gaming on Windows, what you're on still, what operating software version of Windows you're on, what you think about PS4 supporting YouTube live streaming, if you think Xbone's going to follow up or Twitch is going to make some agreement with somebody, and what you think about Jimmy Kimmel and his opinions on YouTube gaming.
Watching someone eat for you.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
watch someone.
That's I can see where it's coming from, but like, I don't know, like, it's
he does make a point. Yeah. He's like, just get the game yourself, but
you want to watch it,
And no effort.
Yeah.
Becoming lazy.
Yeah, exactly.
What is on the agenda now? Now we're going into movies. Our best and worst of what we've seen this summer, which isn't a lot, but.
Well, it's enough.
Still,
it's
and
enough.
We can go over what's coming out this week.
If I could just...
Anyway, so, this summer, I thought we saw a lot more movies, but apparently I'm mistaken.
Is there only those four? There's no way. There's more.
What else?
We saw Divergent at my house.
Oh,
so there's
Spy. When did Insurgent come out?
We saw that during the year. Like, school year.
Anyway.
Did you see Avengers, the new one?
I didn't.
I didn't like Spy.
All right, let's get started. Spy. So anyway. We all saw Spy. No, I don't think we saw it together. I went with Johnny.
I didn't see it with you guys.
Saw it before, maybe, or after.
I seen it after, yeah.
After. And I thought it was hilarious.
I hate it.
It was Aldo.
I think
Aldo the champ.
I think it was one of the funniest movies, like one of the funniest comedies I've seen all year.
I don't like it.
Oh, you know what else we saw this summer? Get Hard.
Oh yeah, we did.
That might I have did not see that
through the summer, but
it was guaranteed. It
want me to look? Want me to check?
Anyway, Spy.
Spy, such a good movie.
It was a good movie, but I don't think it was one of like, my favorites of all time.
I think for this
I found
summer,
it like predictable. Like March, everything that happened, March. It was kind of it's kind of predictable.
So Get Hard was on the summer.
It's basically summer.
We can go over movies we've seen. You know, we'll go over movies we've seen like all year next week.
Sure,
we'll do that. So
that looked like a good movie.
That looked like crap.
No, it did.
We'll talk about it next week. Don't worry.
So anyway, I didn't like Spy because it was kind of like too predictable. I already know what was gonna happen.
Well, it's like every movie.
Yeah, really.
Even every romantic movie.
Did you know what was happening?
Like Jurassic World. Come on.
Jurassic World. That was a
good
movie.
We all knew that dinosaur was getting out. Spoiler alerts, by the way. If you didn't see Spy, Jurassic World, Paper Towns, or Vacation, you're planning on it.
Don't listen.
Skip ahead, like, who knows how long.
Just skip ahead so you don't hear us talking about it.
Yeah. Skip ahead for a while. Like, I'd say at least 10 minutes. I'll put time in the description, probably.
Sure.
So, yeah, Spy, I thought it was one of the best comedies this year. I don't know if that's just me.
That's just you.
Yeah, that's...
I thought it was good, but I don't think it was, like, one of the best.
It wasn't good at all. I mean, I like, what's that girl's name? Melissa McCarthy.
She's
yeah, but
funny.
In that movie, well, I
like, in the
I
Heat,
that
was
good funny.
Movie. The Heat, yeah, I like,
she's
but...
She's weren't paying attention.
anyway. And then Jurassic World. I found it good.
Johnny loved it.
Oh my god, I love dinosaurs. I love that movie.
Dinosaurs, yay.
I thought it was love okay. Them. If I'm being honest, it was a good movie. Did I tell you it went back in theaters in Florida?
Oh, you did? You saw it?
No, I didn't go see it. My dad wanted to go see it because he never saw it. Oh. This new one.
Yeah.
But they kept advertising back in theaters. Oh. I thought it was pretty good. I thought the ending was too abrupt.
Speaking of endings too abrupt.
I mean, if you want to skip ahead already, I feel like we just haven't even scratched the surface of Jurassic World yet. Like, it was good.
Scratching because dinosaurs. That's like a cat.
Johnny, you need to learn on your animal sounds.
It's a cat.
Oh boy.
Anyway,
but Jurassic World, it was pretty good. We should rate each
Johnny
of these.
Johnny loves every movie, so
no. We should rate it scale of 1 to 10.
Okay, so
Spy. I'd give it an honest 8.
I'm gonna give it
maybe
a 5.
Jurassic World, I'd give 10, it a 9.
8.
10.
I'm gonna give Jurassic World an 8.
I'll give it 10.5.
So, Luke gave it an 8. Jurassic World, I gave it a 9. Johnny gives it a 10.
And a half.
Spy. I gave it. What did I say? 7.
You said 8. I said 7.
Oh, I said 8. You said 7. Luke
said
5. Paper Towns, Luke did not see.
I did not
so
see.
Can't
so,
talk about it.
I'm
so I read the book.
Speaking of Paper Towns,
I read the book, and it was good.
And he's like, "Hey, let's go see the movie."
I had to convince you and Martin, but it worked, and it was an amazing movie,
so,
just as like the book.
Where is Margo?
Margo is in Agla.
Agla.
Spoiler
New
alert!
New York.
All right.
I already said spoilers.
Paper Towns, boy, the ending.
The ending sucked.
Hoop.
Ending sucked. I mean,
the ending was like 10 minutes at most.
The thing is that they should have stretched it out, but
yes.
The way that it ended, I didn't mind it.
I did. That's not how a romantic movie is supposed to end.
Like, how... The thing is that they weren't meant for each other. I just realized I could have gotten a text at any point. But they weren't really meant for each other. He hardly knew her. The whole journey was of him learning about what he wanted, basically.
Was this like yoga voodoo or something?
Yoga voodoo? What?
You have to find
it's
your
true,
inner peace.
Though. I'm not, like, in all honesty, that's what he did. He had to find himself and
oh, well.
What he had. So, if he wanted to be a doctor, like he did. Ended up saying at some point because
oh,
he missed
really?
The quiz. Yeah, remember? You can still be a doctor, but never back.
Oh,
I think
right,
he actually wanted to be a doctor.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But, like, I don't know. Okay, so let's list the outcomes. What happened? That's
okay.
One of the outcomes. He goes with Margo.
And stays
which,
in Aglo.
No, she's traveling the world. She's not staying in Agalo. She's just staying there for a while, and then she's going to start traveling the world.
So if they went together, like she said, he doesn't like Agalo. Like
he likes
needs to
her.
Be in the city. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, and she likes him.
Yeah.
Because she's saying, like, just stay with me. We can do this, whatever.
Yeah, she liked how the braveness that he was, and he wanted it.
But he had stuff to do back home.
Yeah, he has his own dreams, and he's like, I've come all this way.
Okay, next outcome, Margo goes back.
Yeah. Then that's not what Margo wants.
Right. That's the whole purpose of her trip was to find
herself. Reason she left. Yeah, she left to, this is what she wants to do. So, and then they'll come where they split up, which both of them are happy if you think about it.
Because they got a little kissy-kissy before they left.
They did, but I mean, like, they...
That's why they're happy.
I mean that they, like... I don't know. They both get to end with what they wanted to do. They both wanted to... She wanted to go travel the world. She didn't want to get a... Like, I don't know. I don't know what she's planning on doing. What happens when you run out of money in, like, a month?
Yeah.
But...
Because she doesn't like working either.
She doesn't... No, I know. She doesn't work. She doesn't
said,
have
you
a
know
job.
That's not my life. Well...
Yeah. Well, I mean, you need money.
Live homeless if you want. But.
I mean, he wanted to become a doctor or something, and like, that's how he is. But that's how he is, and I feel like that was a good ending, but too short. If I had to rate it from 1 to 10, what do you think?
6. I hate the ending. If the ending was better... I'd give it like an 8, but the ending was so horrible.
Was it that bad?
Yeah.
It was too short. It was way too short. With a 9. I'm going with a 9.
There were good things throughout the movie.
It was a good movie.
But,
it was a good
movie. You know, I don't know.
All right. So, there was some... Johnny, wait, what did you give it?
I gave it 6.
I'm going with a 9. It was a real good movie.
Anyway.
So, last movie on today's agenda. Vacation.
That, my friend, was a sound movie.
That was a great movie.
Perfection.
What are you guys on? That was a terrible movie.
Plot was horrible.
Exactly.
But the jokes were... It
was a funny movie.
No, but like, if you think about all the jokes they told in the movie...
It was basically
95% of them were shown in the trailer.
Okay, what about the other 5%? What about the RJ?
Then that's the only thing... that they didn't show in the trailer that was good. You guys can discuss
it. I mean, I liked it. It was kind of funny. But the plot wasn't good.
The plot in
it
any
was pretty
comedy.
Bad.
The plot in any comedy is horrible.
No, but
always.
You know, Get Hard. That actually had a surprisingly good plot.
That was a good movie.
That was actually a good movie.
That's a story for another day.
Yeah, or maybe next week. Or
like Vacation,
next week will be like...
The Vacation plot was horrible, but the
like
jokes...
everything that happened was in the trailer.
It's jokes.
Yeah. The jokes and the stuff they did, like Debbie Do Anything and the pubes in the shower and the dude finding the love of his life because he plays a guitar.
I mean, for the most part, it was funny.
Penis on it.
But...
It was good.
It was funny. Would I...
I'll rate it like a 6 because the plot's
bad,
but the jokes were good.
I'm gonna rate it like a 7.
Movies like that don't get high ratings. It's just they have funny jokes. And
I'd give it a 5.5.
5.5.
I don't care. If I'm being honest,
there.
I would not see it again.
No.
If you offer me to see any of those four movies,
but now
again,
if Vacation Number 2 comes out, would you see it?
I don't know. It depends.
If what?
If Vacation Number 2 came out,
that isn't a Vacation Number 2.
No, but he means like for this.
Oh, like the sequel.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't.
So, in order,
if there was a Paper Towns 2, I would go see that. Now I want to know what happens with them.
They're not going to.
Yeah, there probably is going to be.
He doesn't do sequels.
He doesn't do sequels.
John Green doesn't do
sequels. Well, what a little turd.
He's a little turd.
My God. You just leave it like that.
Where else are we going with this? Also, did you know John Green, when he writes his books, he makes all the main characters only child, which is his own little way of telling his brother that in his subconscious he doesn't exist.
Wait, for real?
he was doing an interview talking about it. He said, look, because I watch these videos and they do topics and stuff, and the one was something rude you've done to your brother or sibling, whatever. And he said, well, you know, in all my books I make it so that the main character is an only child, which is like, I suck it to my brother as if I was the only child.
Wow.
So... kind of a dick move.
Did he like his brother?
I don't know. It's probably just a brother, just because you're brothers.
Is his name like Steve Blue or something? John Green, Steve Blue.
Anyway,
Steve Smith.
So if I have to rate those four movies from first to last, I'd go Paper Towns, Jurassic World, Spy Them Vacation.
Paper Towns, Jurassic World. Sorry, oh. My bad.
Spy Them Vacation.
Jurassic World, Paper Towns, Spy, Jurassic World, Vacation. I love that movie. Put it in there three times.
So me and John just had Paper Towns, Jurassic World.
Yeah.
And I didn't see Paper Towns, so.
Yeah, so you, so. If I had to take a guess, you're going to go Jurassic World, Vacation, Spy.
Yes. Very good.
Bro. I mean, he didn't see Paper.
What'd you do?
This guy is.
We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll be back.
That hurt real bad. My foot just totally cramped up.
That was the sound I've never heard in my life. Wow. That was different.
Okay, moving on. So, that's it for.
Movies,
yeah, for this week. At the end of September, oh no, geez, we have to wait till December? Oh, geez, that sucks.
December for what?
To go over our favorite movies of the year.
That's a long way away.
That's a long way.
That's a lot of movies.
That's like
a
long way 8 months. I mean, not that we're going to see them. We should go over some of like the highlight movies, and even, you know what, we're not going to do it this week, but next week. So, you know, so these are going to be uploaded. I've explained it to them.
Topic.
So I've explained it to these two, but not to you guys. These are uploaded on the Sundays. So we are recording them on the Saturdays. Today's a Friday. But we're going to be recording them usually on Saturdays.
Because school.
Yeah. And so since they're going to be recorded Saturdays, uploaded Sundays, then on the Saturday, we will find like the reviews of the movies that just came out on the Friday, see what they're rated, what we would thought, like, if we would have went to go see it. Like, for example, Johnny wanted to go see We Are Your Friends, but I thought it looked like total trash.
It looked good. It looked cool.
I don't know.
If it comes out on Netflix, I'll watch it.
And, yeah. So that's what we'll do with movies.
We could talk about Divergent, because we saw it this summer.
Divergent?
Technically.
That was my favorite movie.
I didn't think it was that good. It was better than Insurgent.
Okay,
we'll talk about this another day.
Okay,
but, that's all for gaming news, movies news. Now we're moving on to sports news with approximately 22 and a half minutes into this podcast. Johnny or Luke, do you want to start with that or do you
want
to start with that?
No, you start with that.
All right,
okay,
so Johnny.
Well, I'm going to
say. Sorry, my bad. Luke, tell us the scores of the football games
in the
last
preseason.
There was a
lot of games, but I'm going to try to say more. So the Bengals beat the Colts 9-6. The Jets beat the Eagles 24-18. The Buccaneers beat the Dolphins 22-17. The Packers beat the Saints 38-10. The Falcons beat the Ravens 20-19. Close game. The Lions beat the Bills 17-10.
The Lions won.
I know, right?
The Giants beat the Patriots 12-9. The Panthers beat the Steelers 23-6.
That's actually surprising.
The Jaguars beat the Redskins.
Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Good old Jaguars.
The Redskins. 17-16, also close game. The Titans beat the Vikings 28-17. Chiefs beat Rams 24-17. Cowboys beat Texans 21-14. The Bears beat the Browns 24-0.
24-0.
24-0.
That was wow.
That was actually pretty. That's pretty brutal.
The Cardinals beat the Broncos 22-20. Also close game. Wow. The 49ers beat the Chargers 14-12, and the Seahawks beat the Raiders 31-21.
Well, really, since it's preseason, wouldn't the Browns and any team be playing the rookies more?
Yeah.
See who makes the cut.
Yeah.
Camp.
No, it doesn't matter. The preseason is just a
warm-up. For the most part, yeah.
The preseason, actually, I think they do it because they do first string, second string, third string, fourth string for each quarter.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's just to see how
right.
you do.
Well, I mean, Kelvin Johnson hasn't played the whole preseason.
Yeah.
Because
they
don't
want to
get him hurt.
Yeah. Nobody. Yeah. I was looking for injuries too because we'll do injuries, sports injuries news too. But there was nobody injured. Not too
well,
much surprise.
Well. Okay. Yeah.
Also, before we get into next week's.
Games,
what days, who's where. Just to let you guys know, the Euro Cup is starting soon. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I did not know that.
Nope.
Yeah. So, are they? Or maybe they did? Oh, no, wait, hold up. Yeah, they did. There was a qualifier.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is my bad.
Really
so, they're
matter.
In the playoffs
in
now.
The playoffs.
Yeah.
I won't go over this now, but in the future we will go over it. Maybe.
It is soccer.
I mean, there's soccer on our logo after all.
Is there?
Yes. Man, there's a soccer ball. Want to see? Hold up.
Want to bet, buddy? Right, no, take it off.
It's a beautiful soccer ball.
Take it off.
Do you like my beautiful hockey stick?
Yep. Yes. The puck's bigger than the stick.
Yeah. Don't question me, buddy.
Definitely.
Okay.
So next week, Thursday, September 10th, is the Steelers at the Patriots. I'm going Patriots.
Can you give your opinion?
Yeah.
I'm going with the Patriots as well.
I'll go Patriots too.
Sunday, September 13th, there's a lot of games. There's only one on Thursday. Is Dolphins at Redskins? I think Redskins.
I'm going with Dolphins.
I'll go Dolphins. They're an animal after all.
Colts at Bills.
Oh, that's hard. I don't know.
I think Colts maybe.
I'll go with the Dollar
Bills.
I'm
going to go with the Colts.
The Dollar Bills.
Browns at Jets. Equally
Jets.
Bad.
No, it's at,
is a little worse. It's at the Jets too. So
considering Brown's the color of poop, let's go Jets.
Their logo is actually an orange helmet.
Yeah, it's just an orange helmet. Yeah.
What? But yeah, it's so shouldn't they be called the Oranges then?
Okay, that's their logo.
Why?
It's so stupid.
They should be called the Oranges.
Anyway, so we're Browns at Jets. I'm going Jets. You're going Jets. You think?
Yep.
Jets.
Chiefs and Texans. I'm gonna go Texans.
Yeah. Chiefs.
Well, I don't know. That is
a hard one. Texans. I'm going Texans too. Chiefs. Panthers at Jaggers.
Jaggers.
Let me change that over here too.
I'll go Jaggers.
How do you say it then?
Jaguars.
Jaguars. Let's go Jaguars. Jaguars. No, okay. I'm gonna go with the Panthers.
I'm gonna go Panthers.
Jaggers.
Panthers. Jaggers. Seahawks at Rams. Seahawks.
Seahawks. My buddy Luke Wilson. My boy.
Yeah, you know him. Packers at Bears. I'm going Packs.
Packers.
Those guys are animals, man.
Bears did just beat the Browns like 24-0.
Well, yeah.
But Browns suck.
Yeah, but that means the Bears are good because they got 24.
No, their defense is so bad. I'm going Packs.
It's also just preseason, so you can't.
Yeah, I'm going Packs.
It doesn't mean anything. It
does. Lions at Chargers.
Lions all the way.
No,
You know, like, when you're doing this, you kind of need to give your honest opinion no matter what team you like.
Yeah.
But Chargers kind of suck. I don't like the Lions. These two like the Lions. I like the Vikings.
I don't know. I'm going to go with the Lions.
The Chilions.
The good Chilions.
No, I'm going to go with the Lions.
I'm going Lions, too. And Saints. So all Lions. Saints at Cardinals. Ooh, I don't know. The Saints got destroyed.
The Cardinals are really good.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, they have Mr. Fitzgerald, right?
Yeah, the one guy, yeah.
Then I'll go Saints.
But
I'm going to go Cardinals, too.
But they might not win because it's preseason.
You never know.
But whatever. No, Cardinals, whatever.
Saints. Yeah, I'll go Cardinals. Saints, you go Saints. You know, I'm switching to Saints. Nope. Ravens at Broncos.
Final answer. Final answer.
Ravens at Broncos. You know, they're actually both pretty good.
Ravens and Broncos.
Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos.
Ravens.
Alright. Bengals at Raiders. No.
No, Raiders.
It's the Bengals.
It's the Bengals. You said Bengals.
You said Bengals.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's B-E.
It's the Bengals.
You said B-A.
Whatever.
Bengals.
Anyway.
Change it up there.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
No, change it.
I'm going to go with Raiders because it's at Raiders.
I'm going to go Bengals.
Yeah, I'll go Raiders because it's at Raiders too. Titans and the Bucks.
Titans and the Bucks.
I'll go Titans.
Definitely not. No, Tampa Bay is pretty bad, so I'm going to go with
that's
Titans.
True. Yeah, I'll go with good old Titans.
They're pretty bad.
The good tits.
#girls.
Giants
at Cowboys.
Giants at Cowboys. Oh. That's hard.
Beckham Jr. That's Giants. True. The one-handed grab.
Yeah, that was one catch.
That's true. No, and people do that all the time.
He does that in practice. Like, he goes, when he catches them all.
I did that when we were playing. Anyway.
They can see me, but I did that when trust me. Playing. He's good.
Can't see what he did, but it was pretty cool.
I'm going to go Cowboys.
Giants.
Wait, okay. Yeah.
Eagles at Falcons.
Falcons, yeah.
Falcons.
Vikings at
49ers.
49ers. 49ers aren't that good, and the Vikings team is pretty good this year.
I'm going 49ers.
Who's their quarterback?
The Vikes?
Yeah.
Bridgewater.
Oh, Bridgewater, yeah.
Revenant Peterson.
He's around.
He's not.
I knew that.
He's here now, though, which is good. I'm going Vikes.
And he's not a quarterback anyway, Johnny.
I knew that. That's your question.
Okay, anyway, I'll go with the Vikings.
All right, so I think that's it. Yeah, oh, and also Eagles at Falcons and Vikings at 49ers are Monday, September 14th, not the Sunday.
Yes. So those were our bets.
Yeah, those were what we're thinking.
We should have
wrote
down.
We could even do playoff pool when the playoffs start.
Yeah.
I'll explain it to you guys later, and then we'll see. I mean, that's 17 weeks from now.
Yeah. Oh, 17, not 16. Watch out.
I mean, because everybody plays 16 games, but they have a bye week.
They get a week.
Yeah, just one. So, that's it for football news, not sports news. Johnny has some hockey news. Is that right, Johnny?
I do.
Spit it out, Johnny. Spit it out.
First off, anyone that knows anything about hockey...
So not me.
Not you. ...knows about the Patrick Kane rape case.
Yes, sir.
Well, technically, I know that because you told me yesterday. Yeah. 2 days ago whenever we went to Timmy's.
That was like a long time ago.
That was like two... Anyway,
that was like 3 days ago.
What's your thing?
Continue.
Well, because it's Patrick Kane and because he is Patrick Kane... It's
he
like
is
a
the Patty
he
Kane.
Is the Patty Kane,
the one and only.
Yeah, people are saying he doesn't need to rape anyone to get anyone. He can get anyone because it's him.
Yeah.
But the thing I read this yesterday actually, that the thing was, the girl that got raped didn't want to go to his house at first.
Okay.
She only went because her friend wanted to go, so they both ended up going. And somewhere along the way, she got raped. That's the story.
Well,
the thing is that the bartender was saying he didn't do anything because Kane was gonna throw a party at his bar, like with the cup.
Yeah.
That's what her friend is saying. But her friend is saying that she would never lie about that. She's not the person that would do that. And like her coworker saying that she's
know.
A nice person.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Like,
she probably
do. You, another big thing was, it's Patrick Kane, he's famous, she's lying to get attention.
Yeah,
she could
that's what I was thinking.
That, I don't know, rape is rape. If it
rape is,
happened.
That, like, yeah.
But people lie.
Dude.
But the thing is...
She's a nobody, he's Patrick Kane.
Exactly, but the thing
she
is...
She probably lied, dude.
What if it was, like, a celebrity or something? What if it was, like, Kate Upton?
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Okay, anyway. But, like, the other thing is, too, that you have to take into account, is just because it's Patrick Kane and he's famous doesn't mean the other person's lying to get attention.
That's
back
true.
In 2012, when he got first drafted, he had issues, like drug abuse, and he ripped off that one cab guy, which isn't that big of a deal, but he had off-ice...
How dare you!
He had off-ice issues, and he still does, and now...
when you said off-ice issues... I thought you meant, like, office, but you were saying it weird.
Oh, office issues.
Yeah, they're, like, off-ice issues.
No. Yeah, and off,
like,
off-ice issues.
Ice.
Yeah, and, and one reason that makes me think he actually did do it is because apparently he's on the trading block now. They don't
they're
want him.
They're not going to give him away, though, Johnny.
It's saying...
They're
I
just
read,
doing that to scare him.
I read online... You're going to scare one of your best players that you're paying $10.5 million to.
Yeah.
That is not the best idea I've heard.
They're not.
I'm sorry.
Dude, they're not going to
give
him away.
Listen,
he's Patrick Kane.
Listen. They said they ran out of patience with him.
Okay.
I saw this once or twice, so I don't know if it's true, but they said if there's any issues with him in the future, like, they're done. They ran out of patience with him. They're getting rid of him. Says, like, 6 or 7 teams are interested in him. Obviously, who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
But, like, if he were to be moved, where do you think he would go?
I don't know.
Really? Edmonton would pick him up, because at Edmonton,
Edmonton don't
know shat.
Edmonton just picks up whoever they can get.
They pick up the best snipers.
Yeah, the best snipers. They already have, like, 8 of them.
Yeah. Buffalo?
Maybe.
Buffalo would be... That would make Buffalo a good team all of a sudden. Because now they have a goalie, they have O'Reilly, they have some defense.
Okay, wait. Is he on, like, are they saying that they might trade him, or is he a free agent?
No, he's not. They might trade him.
So they're going to trade him, not drop him.
They're not going to trade him,
And
you need a lot of money to take him.
Yeah, $10.5 million.
Yeah.
That's why teams like Calgary, Buffalo, Arizona. Calgary would be stacked if they got him.
Would be, like, win the cup, like, 5 years in a row.
Exactly. Well, not that good. But.
No.
So then... Back to this. Do you think he did it?
No. I mean, it's hard to say because he does have issues.
I mean, the court isn't scheduled until, like, a long time from now. I don't know when.
Yeah.
But I guess, really, the only thing we can wait for is the season. If he's not playing in the first game, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Because there's no way they'll sit him in the regular season.
I don't know. Like, I've seen his movies, and they lie to get attention, you know?
I know.
But, I don't know. It's hard to say. What do you think?
Going off of that he has off-ice issues, I'm gonna say he.
opposite every time you say that now.
Does not work his computer, and he does drugs. He did do drugs and off. Not on the ice stuff. That better. I don't know. It's tough. It's tough.
It's hard to say.
It is.
It is.
I think that's it. Is that it?
About that one, yeah.
Oh, about that
one. There's two more.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Stay tuned.
I'm not saying... Also, speaking of court stuff, I forgot to mention him,
Judge
but
Judy.
In football, Tom Brady...
Judge Judy. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady was... So, the Flategate. Most people have heard about it. Some people think it's, like, not even true. People are just doing that to draw attention to the NFL because they weren't getting enough views, which is possible. But what happened is they think that Tom Brady assisted in the deflation of balls in the AFC? Is he in the AFC?
Yes.
I believe he is. The AFC championship game against Broncos, maybe. I could be wrong about this. But they think he might have helped deflate the balls, which would have given them an advantage, blah, blah, blah. So he was supposed to be suspended for, like, 4 games starting the regular season, and it's been
their managers fought and they got him no suspension
on and off, and then they went to court and the court said, the judge I mean, said that they're good, it doesn't matter, we're done with this, we don't need to,
because he's Tom Brady,
huh?
The
Patriots can't lose, because if it's about views, can't lose their star player.
Yeah, that's people are thinking that they just did that, like they're just brought it up
That's about anything, really.
Yeah, that they think they just brought it up just to get more views, and that is not true. But I'm no conspiracy theorist. You can get back to your hockey now.
All right. So the next thing, the draft and McDavid.
Yeah.
Everyone knows
McDavid.
Who McDavid is?
What?
Generational talent, the next Crosby. Yeah. Yada yada yada, all that stuff. But do you think the Oilers are going to be good now with him?
Nope.
No?
The past, like, 3 years, they got, like, all snipers.
Yeah, they have. Well, now what they have, McDavid, he's obviously good.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a video of him in their camp, and he was lighting up their goalies like, no tomorrow.
Okay.
But, like, how's he going to do against other teams? How is he going to mesh with, who are they going to put him with? Hall, Eberle? And then there's Yakupov with whoever, Derek Roy.
They have too many guys.
They have too many snipers. I heard from a family member that what they should do is trade Eberle and get a defenseman.
Yeah, they need defense.
They need
defense.
They
do. I mean,
so now they have Talbot in net, who's decent enough.
He's pretty good, yeah.
Played good when Lundqvist was injured. So you still think they're going to be horrible?
I mean, not horrible, but they're not going to...
They're not going to make the playoffs. No. Like, it's not like with McDavid now, he's going to lead them to the cup.
No, you can't leave it all to one player.
Especially, it's his first year.
Yeah, exactly, he's a rookie. He doesn't know what...
Now, the other thing. It is projected that he'll get over a point per game season. They say he's going to get 83 points.
No.
Especially being on an Edmonton.
He doesn't know what NHL is. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. It's NHL is way different.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I could see it happening, just because...
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but...
Yeah. I don't know if he'll get 83.
Maybe, like, 82.
Yeah. Maybe, like, 84 or something.
Maybe.
And then they were also saying that Jack Eichel's going to get, like, 60 with Buffalo.
I could see that. That's possible.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like 83 is too much.
Yeah, but 60 is not that much.
60 could be doable.
Yeah.
For either of them, really. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing I have here is the Tarasenko show.
The Tarasenko show.
Right. Lighten up, people. Like, there's no tomorrow, but there is, because he kept on doing it. Thank you. So, he got a new contract this year, because 77 games, 73 points, plus 27. He was their leading their leading point scorer. He got a new contract, 8 years at $7.5 million per year. So, do you think that he only played good this year because it was his contract year? Ooh. See, because I heard that too, is that players get like a little jump at a new contract.
Yeah.
Because the year before this, 64 games, 43 points. Nowhere close to what he got.
Yeah.
The year before that...
He was a nobody.
Yeah, the year before that, 38 games, 19 points.
Yeah.
Nowhere close to the pace. Like, he was almost point per game this year. So, Do you think he'll have another 70? What? Okay.
You can finish. You can finish.
Do you think he'll have another 70-point year? Or do you think it was just to get his contract? And now he's making $7.5 million. Do you think he'll drop down to 50 points?
He'll still do good.
Yeah.
But he won't. I don't think he'll be like the best.
So that's the thing. Like, it's his contract year. He got himself a new contract. Now what? Like.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't.
What's your question?
I can see it happening. But.
So in the NHL.
Yeah.
I know it's different with the NFL, but it's like not for most other sports. But is it like if I get a contract for 5 years, I have that contract unless I want to be traded, or can they drop me if they
can buy you out?
Yeah.
Say you get paid $10 million a year for 5 years because you got like 200 points 1 year, and then next year you get like five, they can buy you out and you're in free agency and you hope someone picks you up.
Gotcha.
Well, someone will pick him up though.
Who?
Tarasenko.
Well, no, just in this case, like, for buying out.
Because I know for, like, football, the coach at any point can just be like, you know what, nah. There's no, like, contract. Oh, what's the word? I know Peterson was making a stink about it. I don't remember. Because that was his whole
contract
thing.
Contract terms?
He wanted a contract, like, that he knows. I think it might only be a basketball and baseball thing. But it's like, you know that you have the contract and you're good for sure for those
baseball,
3 years or 5 years, whatever, no matter what happens, unless you resign.
That's never a thing. You can't. No, you're never safe.
I know it's a thing in basketball, baseball, but I don't think it is in football. So, yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Well,
I was
going to
say, maybe he's doing that
because
if he has. I don't know the word. It's killing me. It's like you're guaranteed. It's a guaranteed contract for 10 years. Then he doesn't have to try for 10 years because he's guaranteed the money. But
that's the thing, yeah. Because then if you stop trying, because you like with this, if all of a sudden he drops back down to 40 points, and he has $7.5 million, they could say, "Okay, you're bad. Like we're not paying you this," and drop him. So. Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
All right, so that's it for the first Your Weekly News podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube, thank you. Leave a like, subscribe. And for now, this is going to be on my channel, I'm BeastMax1100, but I will probably eventually make a separate channel for just the podcast, but for now, just so there's more views to it and stuff, I'll keep it on my channel, and so, yeah, it's just on YouTube and iTunes. I hope you enjoyed, and thanks for stopping by.
Bye.
See you.
Bye. Bye.